All right, guys, welcome to Property Profits Podcast. I'm your host, Bryce Kaminsky, filling in for Dave Dubow. And have you ever thought about turning vacation dreams into investment gains? My guest today, Francois Leontier, is a pro at offshore real estate investing, using unique strategies with private capital and international funding. Today, he's going to tell us how he was able to tap into massive growth beyond borders. Francois, welcome to the show. Thrilled to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be joining from beautiful Costa Rica at this time.
Yeah, well, it's a long way from Ottawa, I would say.
Yes, definitely. And at the time of this recording, it just snowed in Ottawa, while here it's 31, 32 degrees Celsius every day.
Ah, you're killing me, Francois.
Yeah.
You're killing me. But it's good, you know, that's what we're all dreaming about ultimately, is to be able to go to where we want to be and have that time and financial freedom that real estate ultimately can give you. I hope I did my, that was my best French immersion pronunciation of your name, but I think I did all right. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah. It's not an easy name, obviously. And, and here in Costa Rica, when I say it, people stare. So yeah, it's, wherever I am, I have to spell my name. So
there
no worries.
You go. There you go. So obviously you didn't start in Costa Rica. Where did you get your start in real estate? How did you get going?
Yeah. So I started in Eastern Ontario in 2006. So it's been quite a while now. And I expanded from Hawkesbury, a very small town where I grew up, to Ottawa and Cornwall. And then I found prices kept going up, cash flow kept going down. So I started looking beyond my province. So I went east to New Brunswick, where I had great success. And I'm like, oh, New Brunswick is a 12-hour drive from home, so why not go west? So I went to Alberta, I had some great success there. And then I'm like, okay, I'm tired of all these cold places, why not go south? So I went to the U.S., northern U.S., so kind of still close. You could still drive or fly easy. And then I kept going. Well, why not Costa Rica? It's only a 5.5-hour flight. And then, well, there's the ocean. So I also crossed the ocean. I started investing in Dubai and other places, the Caribbean. And I mean, the planet, anywhere on this planet, I think there's great opportunities.
And so, for the people listening at home, and also for my curiosity, how long are we talking, and did that take you to navigate from being a local investor to a national investor to an international and now like global investor?
Yeah, about 2 weeks. Just kidding.
No, pulling my leg.
It was meant many years. So yeah, 2006. Oh, a good out of province, I mean, 7 or 8 years, and then out of country, another 2 years. And then it started accelerating. Once I reached outside the country, I didn't care anymore. So all in the past 3 years, I think I've invested in way more locations than ever before. I think it's unlimited, and why not? I mean, Alberta is, I think it's actually, it's not further, but it's almost as far as Costa Rica is to Ontario compared to Costa Rica. So why not?
So what would you say is a major hurdle for this kind of international global investment? Because a lot of people are concerned about investing outside of Canada for things like, well, the new main thing is like tax reasons. The second thing is like investing remotely. You know, we can't all just you know, set up shop in Costa Rica. We might have to spend some time flying back and forth. So what are some like tips you can give people, or some mindset around the whole thing? Because that sounds like there's got to be challenges inherent in that. And what have you found to be successful?
The biggest one, you kind of hit it on the head there, is about taxes. So people should actually be scared not to invest outside of Canada for tax reasons. So total opposite. Canada is a very high tax regime. If you remain a Canadian tax resident, that's going to stay no matter what. So if you live in Canada and you invest globally, you're going to pay the same taxes as you would if you invest in any province. So it just kind of becomes another province. You can leave tax residency. A lot of people don't know that. And that's one of your biggest expense as an investor, is taxes. There's a lot of things you can do, but that's still a huge expense. So yeah, think about it, do your due diligence. The other thing, and I think this podcast is perfect, is how to find the funds for this. Because people are scared, you're gonna look for money and then, oh my goodness, okay, you're not in Canada, and then it puts some brakes. But it also opens the door to a lot more people. So in Canada, it's kind of the same network, all these groups, I'm not gonna name them, but there's several of
There's
them.
a few, yeah.
And they kind of stay together and it's the same people, the same pond.
Yeah, you
Now,
find
if
them in the
you're,
same group over and over
yeah,
again,
and they do the same thing over and over, and that's fine. And if that works for you, good, and keep at it. There's no shame in that. I'm just kind of a bit of a daredevil. So I'm like, yeah, why not? Here, there's people from all over the world. So I could start investing with Italians that I meet here, or people from Dubai, or there's people from all over the world. So raising capital is not just in Canada. It can be anywhere on the planet. And by going global, well, you have global money. So yeah,
The
there's
money,
some challenges.
did you have to step through the capital kind of, first you moved to northern United States at your business, and that's like the first step because you were probably still importing Canadian funds as a
Oh, I still
Canadian
am.
into America. And then as you become more resident in these other places, are you finding that you're finding more international money, or is it still
Yes.
Canadian funding most of your projects?
No, it's more and more international money. So, and that's the nice part is now you can have your Canadian fund, I guess, within Canada. You can have your American fund in the US. In Costa Rica, there's all kinds of funding here. So I can have Costa Rican funding. Same thing in Dominican Republic and wherever. I mean, you build that network and the same principles apply. The laws are a bit different, so you have to do a bit of research, but it becomes crazy what you can do. There's no, not that there's much limit in Canada, but it's way beyond, like way above.
So the first question that comes to mind for me is, did you have to give up your Canadian citizenship to do what you're doing today?
No, so that's a big misconception a lot of people have. So Canadian citizenship is not tied to your taxes. We're not American. If you're American, your taxes and your citizenship are connected. While most of the world, there's the US and one other country, I think Eritrea or something. That's how it is. Everywhere else, it's not like that. You can be a citizen and never go back. I could never go back to Canada and I'm still a citizen because the way the laws are set up is you can only enter Canada with your Canadian passport if you were born in Canada or became a Canadian citizen at some point. So yeah, I can't lose it unless I don't know, I do some really bad thing, but yeah, I don't
There's
intend on
always
doing
you
it.
could lose it somehow, but let's not
It's
focus on
very
that. It's
rare.
fine. The fact that you don't have to, so probably one of the other big challenges is, and this is for even people who are working, say, from Ontario to Edmonton, is how do you stay on top of your projects when they're in Dubai? They're how do you manage that remotely?
Yeah, and the time difference, I mean, Dubai from Ottawa was 8 hours, depending on the time of year. So Alberta is even worse. You'd be 10 hour time difference. That starts adding up and it's complicated. It gets lost in translation. So personally, what I do is I pick the type of project I'm working on. So like Dubai, because of that time difference, I work in pre-construction. So I just buy new properties that are being built. That's it.
So you don't
And I
have
have
any like
teams.
management in there. You have like
No.
it's mostly hands off because you're
Yes.
choosing a time appropriate. Like you wouldn't be renovating property because you wouldn't be
No.
able to network and connect with your people in that time difference.
No, like I could, but I'd have to go live there. Kind of like Costa Rica if I
Or
did
stay up all
flips.
night. You could stay
Yeah,
up all
well,
night.
or that. Yeah, you can get some calls like early in the morning, but it's not efficient. Like I tried some stuff and it took 3 days to get an answer because by the time I emailed, they emailed me back. It was the next day. And yeah, so ideally you stick to different techniques that work with the time zone, the time difference, and there's systems you can set up. So if you're doing
Awesome.
short-term rentals, you can have property management. They can put cameras, they can do all kinds of things, but
So
it's
you can
gotta be
watch
more
on.
hands off. It can't be hands on. And for me, it's good because when I had my properties locally, I would want to go and mow the lawn myself because it wasn't good enough. And then I was spreading salt during winter because they didn't do enough. And yeah, it took all my time. While here, I don't have a choice. I can't go. So I
Yeah, you have
have
to
to
rely on
rely.
people. So
Yes.
where's the majority of your business these days?
I'd say focus. Yeah, more Costa Rica. Yeah, it's still a great place. I think there's great potential, but I am exploring other markets. So I like to build something and then explore some more and then come back and do some more. So yeah, I'd say right now Costa Rica.
So what is it that you're doing in Costa Rica? What's the main strategy that you're employing these days?
So again, development here, there's a big shortage of housing. Seems to be a common theme around the world. Wherever there's growth, there's a shortage in housing stock. Here, there's a shortage in newer, more, I guess, North American type of housing. So there's a lot of local homes. They call themselves the TECOs. So homes for TECOs, there's enough, but it's more expats. There's a huge expat community growing and people expect certain things. Of course, you got to adapt, but you still want your modern conveniences. And yeah, there's a big shortage. So I'm working on development housing, houses, single homes, condos, different things like that.
Yeah, because they don't like what would you say is missing from the local housing that people are wanting the obviously we want to feel comfortable. That's the main thing. It's like
Yeah.
I want the same, 1400 square foot, 2 story or something that feels like I'm in Ontario somewhere or in, Miami somewhere. So what is it that's missing from the population housing that people want more of?
Yeah, so a lot of houses here are either very small or really high end. Like people have their own helicopters and docks and everything. So you're dealing with either a little condo for a retiree, which isn't great. I mean, if you have a young family, or like extremely rich people that don't even drive, like they just fly in, fly out. So that's not everybody. It'd be nice to be there, but if you don't have your private jet or a helicopter, and you want something nice and decent, like a, I don't know, 3-bedroom house, 2 bathrooms, there's a shortage of those. They go like instantly. They don't stay on the market at all. So kind of a regular home with a garage or carport or something. Yeah,
Importing
which seems.
the Ontario house and just sticking it
Yeah.
right there in Costa Rica. So, just out of curiosity, what does something like that cost? Because you said there's like small houses, then there's, mega houses.
Mansions. Yeah.
What's the going rate on something that you're constructing, just so people can get some perspective?
Yeah. So it really depends on the area. If you want to be like near the beach, then obviously the price goes way up. But I'd say if you're like a 10, 15-minute walk from the beach, that's where the sweet spot is. There you can get a house between 500 to 700,000 US dollars. So it's not cheap, but I mean, compared to some places in Canada, it's fairly affordable. And the houses tend to be a good size, like 700K. You could get like a 3,000 square foot home with a private in-ground pool and huge bedrooms, like 12-foot ceilings. You get something quite luxurious for that price. Again, depending on location, because the country is about 3/4 of the size of New Brunswick. So it's still a fairly big country.
But it is a it's like an island, like Cuba or Hawaii. It's like you're getting a
No.
$500,000 or $600,000 house, or is it a bigger island?
It's not an island. So it's Central
Or it's
America.
okay.
So there's Panama and then Costa Rica. There's Puerto Rico. That's the island. A
That's
lot of
why I'm
people
getting
think,
confused there. So Costa
yeah.
Rica is 5 hours away, and you're skipping over the Gulf then. Is that
Yes.
roughly where it is?
So there's Canada, USA, Mexico. Then I'm going to mess it up. I think Honduras and San El
A couple of
Salvador and
places,
then
yeah.
Nicaragua and then Costa Rica and then Panama. So yeah, it's Central America and it's part of the continent. We're on the Pacific coast where I am. But yeah, there's a big lack of infrastructure, all kinds of housing needs for different populations. So yeah, huge opportunities. Self-storage, that's something that's booming here because it's very seasonal. People come here for 6 months. They want to store their car, their boat, their Sea-Doos, all their gadgets and toys. So a lot of people are building self-storage units. So it's very kind of North American in a way.
Yeah, it's expanding. And we were talking before the show that one of the main things that you do is, as we've been doing on this episode here, is just really breaking down the myths around investing outside of your market. So
Yes.
you have put on, conferences in the past. You have one coming up, and then you have some future plans as well. So if you could let people know a little bit about how they can, what it is that you do at these things.
Yeah, so we have the main one I've done. It's called Invest in Pura Vida, which is the slogan of Costa Rica, Pura Vida, Pure Life. And it's a 3-day event. I invite people to come over and see it for themselves. So a lot of people have traveled. They've gone to all-inclusive vacations. This is not the place. Costa Rica, there are a few places that are all-inclusive, but for the most part, it's actually you mix in with the population and you actually live how people live here. So I bring everybody to the conference, like financing, accounting, legal. You could buy a place or you could just find out more. And that's what I like to do is educate people. My dad was a teacher, so I guess I inherited that. And yeah, I do the same. So I'm hoping to do the same in Dubai, bring people over. It might seem scary. I was scared the first time I went. I don't know what to expect. And it was gorgeous. And I loved it. So I want people to come and then they're like, wow, okay, I want to invest here. And I think it's one of the best ways to do it.
Yeah, so with the conferences and things like that, do you do anything outside of the conference that maybe someone who can't really get on a plane and spend the 6 hours and however much money it would cost to attend? Is there ways people can learn more about what it is that you do without having to fly to Costa Rica or come to Dubai?
Yeah, that's it. It's not for everybody. And I never thought it would be for me either. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to go to Dubai. I don't have that kind of money. But, so yeah, I do lots of things. And I think it's a lot of mental blockage as well. It's not about money. It's way beyond that. So if you check me out on social media, wine and real estate, I put here, my handle for Instagram. You can look me up, François Lantier, on all platforms, including TikTok. And I talk about it. Yeah, all kinds of things you can do. And you can start small. Like I've worked with really young people in their late teens, early 20s, and they didn't have any money. But how do I get started? What are the building blocks? And one of them is in your mind, su mente en español. So learning languages, learning cultures, and then eventually it can turn into an investment dream because yeah, you'd be shocked how people are like, oh, they become resourceful when their dream is attached to something.
Or the limitations are imposed,
Disappear.
and they have to, well, imposed in the framework, and it's like now you have to do it. It's like forces you
Yes.
to be like, well, I'm here now, I'm working on this now, and how do I do it? Because once you break one border, the next
It's
border, as
easier.
you were saying, but even before the show, that it's all starting to become the same. You can invest anywhere
Yeah.
you so desire, as long as you understand that there's always going to be particulars in investing
Yes.
wherever you decide, but that it is possible, especially as Canadians, to do so. Now, one more question before we go. If you could start it all over again, what would you do differently, if anything?
I would move less. So I used my personal residence a lot when I started, and my kids had to move and move and move. So I think I'd pick a house and kind of stay there instead of, yeah, we're now
Every 2 years,
nomads.
every 2 years,
Or yeah, or
flying up to the
less.
next, yeah.
Yeah, it's been crazy. This last move we did from Costa Rica was actually sort of easy. We have one suitcase and one carry-on. That's all that's left of our
Yeah, that's the
Personal
resourcefulness, the
belongings.
limitation, you know, they can't,
Ah.
that's just how it's been and that's what it is. And, you know, they live that life. I can remember traveling back and forth to the States to do some investing and, you know, you end up living a little bit like a nomad out of your suitcase. Are you even
Yes.
unpacking? We're here for 10 days. Just unzip it, put it on the floor. You know, everything's in and out and you're on your way. So, yeah, congratulations on all your success and I really appreciate your time here today.
Thank you.
All right, guys, and until next time, we'll catch you on the next episode.